I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. Yep. I'm right here in Bmore outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me. Whoopie. I'm about that. Whoopie. Big trust. Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh. Big
yes, sir.
Big trust.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mark Ingram may be my new favorite pitchman in the entire NFL. Oh, so good. And this is what Lamar Jackson has done. Not all by his lonesome, but this is what he has done for the Ravens. He has raised the bar. He has increased the expectations. And he's reinvigorated not just a locker room, but a fan base with the way that he's played and with the start that the Ravens have taken this season, 8-2, of course, the defending AFC North champs. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Pleased to spend a few minutes in Baltimore with my friend Rob, who also is the co-host of the morning show on 105.7 The Fan. That's our Baltimore affiliate, Rob Long, joining us now. Rob, you sent me a text. I'm going to tell people what it said, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is earlier when I was talking about Lamar Jackson and winning Monday MVP, and Rob shot me a text because he listens before he does his show. I told you this kid was the truth. What did you know? Why did you know that Lamar Jackson was the truth?
Well, football needs to diversify its portfolio on quarterbacks, first of all. And you know, the old days of just the standing in the pocket quarterback, those aren't gone. There's room for all of them now. That's the thing I love about the NFL. Lamar Jackson's a winner. I saw this kid. You can't name all the guys at Louisville on offense that went to the NFL, yet he was able to win in the ACC, put up good numbers. His accuracy, well, who was he throwing to? These guys aren't in the National Football League. There's something about him. I saw him, a buddy of mine and I went down to Charlottesville, Virginia, to see him play against UVA. And I fell in love with this kid then. I think that was his sophomore year. Maybe his Heisman Trophy year. He just had the it factor. He looked a lot like, sort of like when you saw Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech. Guys just have the it factor. You knew that if they were surrounded by the right people, I'm not talking about just the personnel on the field, but the right coaching staff, that you knew they would succeed. And fortunately, Greg Roman, John Harbaugh stepped out of the way, allowed Greg Roman to put the right system around him to be able to succeed.
What is the right system for Lamar Jackson?
Well, it's a run-first offense that includes him when they pass when it's necessary. And I don't mean all third downs. I mean necessary sometimes is at the beginning of the game, the week before the last week's game, the first play for line of scrimmage was downfield passing play. And it was simply because the Cincinnati Bengals had decided to load the box and put eight men in the box, and even the safeties were showing off the line of scrimmage. So the Ravens saw that. So it was necessary to throw the ball there on first down. So that's what they've done. They're able to see what the other defense is on and be able to play off of that.
And at one point in the second half, Lamar Jackson completed 13 straight passes. There was a lot of talk about whether or not he could be a passing QB or even a quarterback who could keep defenses honest. How have you seen him grow up and progress and grow into this role since he took over as the starter last year?
Work. He's put in the work. I mean, that's the great thing about him. I mean, he's not just one of these guys that, you know, the greats have tremendous talent, but their work ethic matches their talent. And he appears to be that guy. And I hope he doesn't change with that. I hope he continues to put in the work. You know, lots of talk over the offseason about him working with his receivers and being the last guy out of the room in terms of film and all those things. So I think it's just the amount of work that he's put in that's matched the tremendous freakish talent that he has.
Rob Long, co-host of The Morning Show on 105.7. That's our Baltimore affiliate, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, here on CBS Sports Radio. So the pregame interview, or I guess it was on the NFL Today, but it was before the Ravens-Texans. was Bill Cowher with John Harbaugh, and they were joking about how having a young quarterback come in when you've been in a place for such a long time kind of gives you this new energy, this new excitement. Coach Harbaugh even said, he makes me feel young. And so as someone who can see the team up close and also knows what's happening with the fan base, how have you seen everything changed now that Lamar Jackson is not just the quarterback, but is taking this team to a different place?
Well, and that's tough to answer because sometimes it seems like you're throwing somebody else under the bus. But the answer to that is, things got a little stale here in Baltimore offensively. It wasn't exciting. It was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It was just, it was unimaginative. And I think the fan base, start with everything that was happening, with the protesting on top of the fact that when the product on the field had gotten a little stale, I think the fan base got a little tired of it. And this kid comes in the last year and he goes on this tremendous run down the stretch the last 7 games of the season and gets his team into the playoffs, and you're thinking, what next? And then he comes out against Miami, you're thinking, okay, well, that was Miami. When it continues, you realize, okay, he's the real deal. This is what you see is what you get. I think there's an excitement. I remember when Ray Lewis was here in Baltimore, and you would love for Ray Lewis to come out of the tunnel and people would run to their seats just to get a glimpse of Ray doing his squirrel dance. Well, Lamar Jackson doesn't have the dance or anything like that, but people run to their seats hoping to see the first glimpse of the offense on the field because he generates that type of excitement. I don't think you've had a guy, Ray Lewis, Adam Jones in baseball. There are few people who generate excitement just by saying their names, knowing that they're going to give you 100%. Lamar Jackson is that guy.
Now, you and I have had this conversation before, and I still worry about it, that if he takes one real nasty hit when he's out there on his own, he becomes a rusher, that it could be kind of the end of what he's doing. Do you have any of those fears at all, that your face of the franchise is putting himself at risk?
If you name the last 10 quarterbacks that got hurt in the NFL, I guarantee you, if not all of them, but 80% of them got hurt standing in the pocket. This is when the athletes get hurt. Athletes get hurt when you tell them to stop doing what they do naturally and do something else. This is what Lamar Jackson does, naturally. And if you try to, Randall Cunningham once said, if I'd have followed my own instinct, I would have gotten injured because he listened to the critics and he stopped trying to be a running quarterback per se and be a standing in the pocket passing quarterback, and he got hurt. That's when athletes get hurt. Am I afraid of him? Am I worried about him getting hurt? Yeah, but I was worried about Joe Flacco getting hurt. He didn't run because quarterbacks in the National Football League get hurt, regardless of whether they're standing in the pocket or not. You look at Houston. Deshaun Watson is a dual threat quarterback, but he didn't get hurt running. He got hurt on a non-contact injury. Mm. He tore his ACL. Injuries happen in the National Football League, and I can't go week to week worried about whether Lamar Jackson is going to get hurt. Let him play football. Let him be who he is. And let the rest take care of itself.
What impact has Marcus Peters made on the Ravens defense?
Oh, my goodness. I never thought a cornerback. They picked up, four and a couple of other linebackers, non-drafted linebackers, Josh Bond, and that's helped out solidify the linebacker position. But Marcus Peters, man, I never thought a cornerback would have this much impact on the defense. And I think, in all fairness, getting Jimmy Smith back the week after that helped as well. Mm. But you got Jimmy Smith, Marlon Humphrey, and Peters out there. I don't know if there's a better three cornerbacks on a football team in the National Football League. But Peters is a gambling playmaker, and I think with Jimmy Smith and Marlon Humphrey out there, allows him to gamble and read and jump routes. He did that against Seattle with Russell Wilson. He did it last week in Cincinnati as well. He has been a tremendous upgrade to this defense. You got to give hats off to Eric DaCosta because this defense looked bad, and he was not afraid to make some in-season moves quickly, as well as the defensive coordinator here in Baltimore. You got to give him some credit as well because they made some in-season adjustments to really fortify this defense.
Right now, Rob, the Ravens are 8-2. The Steelers have fallen back to 5-5. Browns and Bengals behind them. We know what's happening with Steelers and Browns. They got another game coming up in a week and a half. They're potentially losing big pieces respectively. What do you think about the rest of the North Division right now?
I don't think a lot of them. I know if you had to listen to call and said they're going to go, the Browns are going to go 10-6. I don't see that happen. The Browns beat the Steelers, and the Steelers aren't good. That's it. I mean, what you have with the Steelers at 5-5 is a result of them having one of the best coaches in the NFL. Most other coaches right now with that team would be 3-7. You know, they're going to play. They're going to fight hard. The only other team that would scare me in this division would be the Steelers, and that's because of Mike Tomlin and what he's able to do as a coach. But I just don't – I think this is a down year in the AFC North. I think the Ravens are the class of the AFC North. I think they will continue to run away with the North. You'll get some fight from the Steelers just because they're the Steelers. The Browns, they've got some internal issues that they really need to work out. And they may start at the top with Freddie Kitchen, but they have some other issues.
So then before I let you go, what do you remember about the Ravens-Browns game that happened in the first month of the season?
You know, every year a good team loses a game and you think, man, what happened there? Remember last year it was the Miami Dolphins beating the New England Patriots on that last-minute run back kickoff.
The lateral, yep.
Yeah, I mean, every good team has one of those games where you think, man, what happened here? The Dallas Cowboys, they get to the playoffs. It's going to be the New York Jets. You know,
Saints have won every year. Last year it was the Bucs. This year it's
right.
The Falcons.
Right. You know, I mean, everybody, how about that? The Saints not scoring a touchdown with Drew Brees in the lineup. You know, that wasn't Teddy Bridgewater. That was Drew Brees. So, like you said, I mean, I think we can look back on the season and you look at that Browns loss and say, well, that was the loss for the Ravens. Where did that come from? I just don't think the Browns this year are in that class. And we'll see what happens in Cleveland. You know, maybe we'll after Cleveland we'll say, well, you know, the Browns just have the Ravens' number. I don't think so. I just think it was one of those losses that you're like, what the heck went on here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.